Welcome back. Welcome back to the very, very late night show. I'm your host like every night, LB, and right now we got two of the biggest stars in the world right now. I mean, we can't go anywhere without hearing their names. Now, you two usually keep it private, but you're about to open up and tell us how you're feeling.
See, I'm a real woman. A woman that doesn't need much, but appreciates a whole lot. And he always calls me crazy, but I'm not crazy. I'm from LA where the sun's always shining, so a lot of people are shady. But at least I got my baby.
Right?
Look. Baby?
What's the difference between real love and fake love? The same difference between real titties and fake ones. You can feel the difference. And even though it changes over time and stays consistent, I ain't gon' lie though, it take persistence. But you the one I wanna be with when the ball drop. That's why I send for you like the call drop. Plus I know all your insecurities, and I don't mean like mall cops. I mean the type we all got. I'm never focused on my exes more than our execution. No time to be stressed or confusing. A happy home is the best of moving. Just like happy endings could be the best conclusion. My dad used to say real love can be the best illusion, because when you think it's there, it's already moving. And some feelings will leave before the rest can move in. And I know both of our families are divorced and suing. But look, this ain't repetition, it's evolution. You changed the theory up. You the type that had the hardest nigga tearing up. And all your friends around you trying to get their appearance up when you ain't even wearing much. But real enough to remind me to hit my parents up.
Wow. I mean, make some noise from everybody. Make some noise. I mean, that's real love, you know? It's beautiful. It makes me want to call my wife up and tell her I love her. You seem like a stand-up guy. Like, you really have her best interest.
Yeah, he's sweet. Huh? I mean, you know, when he wants to be, not all the time.
Okay.
Let's not front. In front of all these people, nigga. Don't act like just a couple weeks ago you wasn't fucking with them bitches out here disrespecting me. I mean, you know I fucked up too, went through your phone you wasn't looking at. I found out, but if we in the same house, the same building, and you can't interrupt a happy home that's still building, you all sneaky ass nigga.
Fuck is you saying? Who are you talking to? Never call you a bitch, but who are you barking to? Look, you disrespecting me, calling me a lying ass nigga. Who are you trying? Am I on trial? Are you not the number one on my speed dial? You know that you tripping, you need guidance. You got these people inside our business like you and I is. You probably didn't even catch that, did you? You're too undivided, you're too undecisive, you're too one-sided. You the type to kick me out the house after I buy it, and then talk to me like you the pro and I'm the one that's been providing. I hate talking about what's private when we not in private, cause I don't wanna say nothing to piss your mother off. Since we inviting everyone in the bedroom, let's take the covers off. And talking about how you fucking what's his name, who's so fucking lame. I wish I would've known before I took the rubber off. Got me questioning like, is this even love at all? I used to see my future in your eyes like the crystal ball. Looking for some feelings in the lost and found. Contemplating, thinking how we supposed to hold each other down if we can't even hold a conversation. You take the sex away, then what else are we left to lay in? I'm tired of fronting for these people who ain't got our back, cause to them it's all entertainment. And they not looking at us like we real people, or like we up here just fucking playing. If time's the only thing we can't afford, why would we waste it? How we supposed to face our problems if we can't even face to face it? What the fuck?
Fuck this shit.